Good morning, 27 before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Brand new Glenn Story Corner coming up in this half hour. Do you have your to-do list? Just a quick reminder before you head out of the house. Do you have your to-do list? We all have to-do lists, and we also have spiritual to-do lists, right? And usually on that spiritual to-do list is go to confession. And it's that beautiful sacrament of reconciliation. We know that God's pool of mercy is there waiting for us, but there's just something about that velvet curtain that becomes the iron curtain or the door that becomes a little too hard to open that's keeping us out of the confessional when God's waiting for you in there. So if you've been avoiding confession, we have help for you this morning. Danielle Bean is with us, the brand manager at CatholicMom.com. And we've all been there at some point in time where we say, yeah, I got to go to confession. And then you put it off. Right, Danielle?
Absolutely. I happen to know that I am the worst. I am actually probably the best at coming up with excuses, especially during those times where I particularly probably should get to confession. It is that voice of Satan, and we get to choose whether we're going to listen to that voice or if we're going to listen to the voice of Jesus, who's calling us to healing, calling us to coming back into communion with him through this beautiful sacrament. It's such an opportunity, and nobody ever regrets having gone. That's the thing that we sometimes forget.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up. In the last few years, a couple of times I recall instances when I was on the road on a Saturday and it's like, I haven't been to confession in a couple. Let me go to confession. No, you've been okay. Come on. You know, there might be a line. Right. It's late. You might get there. Don't worry. And those have turned out to be some of the most transformative confessions. They've been such gifts from God in just pushing away Satan's voice and getting in there. That's been part of the catalyst that gets me to the sacrament every 2 weeks.
Right. And I think it's great to establish a habit like that. And for people who aren't in that habit, or perhaps there's somebody listening who's had a bad experience in the confessional, that's understandable. Priests are human beings. You might have caught somebody on a bad day. You might have misunderstood something. You might have been embarrassed by something that happened or confused. I'm so sorry you had that negative experience, but please don't let that one negative experience keep you from the life-giving grace that God means for you to experience inside of this sacrament. Don't let that one thing get in the way of the healing that God wants you to experience through the sacrament of confession. It's really important when we're coming up with these excuses, and they are lame excuses that we come up with sometimes, whether it's you don't have the time or you haven't been that bad or whatever it is. But, you know, to remind ourselves of the real value that we get every time we go to confession, the real grace that God gives us to live out our vocation, to avoid those particular sins in the future. We need that life-giving grace.
And in going into the confessional, I think we've all had that experience of having the bad confession or the upsetting confession or Father yelled at me. It is upsetting when it happens to you, but remember that you are forgiven of your sins, and usually you can connect the dots after the fact. I look at those couple, and you always remember those. I look at those instances, and I see where the Holy Spirit was actually kicking me in the seat of the pants through Father that day to try to get my attention. So there was like, wow, that wasn't a bad confession, a negative confession. It was a beautiful confession. It was just wrapped differently because the Holy Spirit needed to get my attention.
Right. And I think it's important to frame it that way, to change your perspective about it a little bit. And I've had similar experiences where maybe I didn't like something the priest was saying. Maybe I even disagreed with something the priest said inside of the confessional and got upset about it. But inside of those moments, I still heard those words of absolution, and that's where we need to focus. And that's the number one thing that I always come away with, that I did meet Jesus in there through that flawed person of the priest who was present there with me inside of that sacrament. I did meet Jesus there, and my sins were forgiven. That's the thing that needs to pull us back in there, because the church gives us this means of attaining this grace, this means of attaining forgiveness for our sins, this means of growing in grace and in humility through the sacrament of confession, and it's up to us to take advantage of it.
You and I can think of those times when we've avoided the sacrament of reconciliation, what we're talking about with Danielle Bean, who's the brand manager of CatholicMom.com. And Danielle also talks to us about Catholic family life as well, and she knows of which she speaks because she's a mom of eight. How do you communicate the beauty of the sacrament of confession to your children?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, it's something that we talk about regularly, and I'm very aware, it's on my radar, who's going along regularly and who's not. You know, I extend the invitation whenever somebody's going, but inside of a large family, there's the opportunity for somebody to kind of fly under the radar, and I'll notice, you know, so-and-so hasn't really been, you know, jumping in to come along, and I'll give that kid a nudge. I will volunteer them that they need to get their rear ends in the car because we're heading over to confession. And sometimes we all need that nudge. Sometimes I need that from my husband, who will tell me he's going to confession and kind of coerce me to go along with him. That, you know, that's what family life is all about, kind of helping each other on that path, on that path toward holiness. We're supposed to be helping one another get to heaven. This is one way that parents can do it. You can preach to your kids all you want about the beauty of the sacrament of confession, but nothing will teach them about the beauty of the sacrament more than watching your example of engaging in it and then you actually having them experience it for themselves.
Danielle, I have a good friend who's a second grade teacher at a Catholic school and gets the kids ready for their first trip to the confessional and how earnest they are. Just wondering if seeing your little ones approach it as a child does, that helps you to be a little more earnest and frank in the whole experience for yourself.
It for sure does. And I love, actually, I used to be a teacher of kids that age at my parish as well. And I used to love preparing kids that age to receive the sacraments of reconciliation and of First Communion. Because they do have that simple joy, that simple earnestness. And remember that Jesus tells us that we need to become like little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's the kind of thing he's talking about, that trust and that faith and that earnestness that children so beautifully exemplify for us. They're a great example for us in that way. And just remembering that we're God's precious children, and, you know, he wants to welcome us in that sacrament of confession. Sometimes we're nervous. Sometimes we're afraid to go. Sometimes we don't want to say out loud those things that we've done wrong, those things that we're ashamed of. But remember how your heart just melts at the sight and the sound of a child who's coming to you in love and asking for forgiveness in those moments where they've done something wrong and they're hurting. How much your heart goes out and how much you want to love that child and help them to grow and heal. Well, that's how our Lord is waiting for us inside of the sacrament of confession.
Danielle, very often we have Tommy Tye, and I'm sure you've heard of him, the Catholic Hipster, online at CatholicHipster.com. And we were talking about the Sacrament of Reconciliation a couple of weeks ago. And he said, you know, one day through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I decided to unlock all of those doors in my soul and take a look at some of the things that have really been bothering me, sins that, you know, I may have skirted around or not really confessed. And he said, I went into the confessional and I just laid all of this out. And he said, I'll never forget, Father through the screen said, wow. And Tommy said, at first I thought, well, he's never heard a sinner as just heinous as me before. And he said, then he continued, Father continued, he said, wow. He said, that's one of the most beautiful confessions I've ever heard. Do you realize the joy in heaven right now based on your confession? And that happens to all of us every single time, because I know that motivated me, because I'm in the process. I'm working with my spiritual director now to unlock some of those doors in my soul so I can have a transformative confession like that. That's the power of that witness. And that's what happens every time you walk in there.
Yes, I love that. And I love that story from Tommy. And it is an inspiration to all of us to do that work. To, you know, sometimes we, even those of us who go to confession regularly, we've got our regular laundry list and we may not put too much effort or thought into it. We may not dig much deeper. And, you know, you don't want it to become something routine like that. You want it to be an opportunity for real growth in your spiritual life, growth in grace, real growth in the practice of humility.
What practice of humility? You nailed it right there, Danielle. Yeah, that practice of humility, all part of the examination of conscience. Great advice today if you've been out of the confessional. God's just waiting for you with open arms. You know, when you see a loved one after a long time, they open up their arms in that embrace. You know how warm it feels. That's the embrace every time in the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Danielle Bean is brand manager of CatholicMom.com. Danielle, as always, thank you for your time this morning here on Morning Air. And that time is 18 before the hour. We will look ahead to Sunday's Gospel reading with Bishop Daniel Muggenberg and a fresh Glenn Story Corner coming up next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.